The Brandon Peters Show may contain explicit language and detailed plot points. For more information on the show, stay tuned to the end of the episode. And now, here he is, Brandon.
Welcome back to the Brandon Peters Show for a special PopCon Indianapolis 2024 edition. And that means returning to the show, the head honcho of PopCon himself and still future podcast host, Carl Doninger.
Yeah, I guess it's future. Yeah, it's been the future for how long now?
Ever since I've known you. You tell me about this podcast and other podcasts, and I'm like, oh, I want to hear that. I want to be a part of that. And then
I would love to hear it myself.
Yes. Coming soon, always coming soon. And then you can do a live podcast at PopCon because you have time for that when you're running things. Yeah, you have all the time. So yeah, we are now heading into decade number two of PopCon.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy talk. 10 years, over 10 PopCons because there have been.
Yeah, this is number 11.
Number 11 for Indianapolis, right?
Correct.
And then because there's been the Fort Wayne and then there was Louisville last year.
That is correct. So,
multiple PopCons, that's just insane to head into decade number two, to be around for that 10 years.
Yeah, for Louisville, we'll have a big Star Trek guest, I think, coming.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We'll touch on Louisville toward the end. We'll focus on Indy here. One of the things with PopCon, start up front, volunteering. That's one of the important things. So if you ever want to be involved in something like this, how does one volunteer for PopCon? What can volunteering entail? Because we're always looking for people.
The more celebrities that we announce, the more volunteers we need. Because someone has to be sitting in every table. So when I think we triple our celebrity count from last year to this year. It's crazy, crazy number. But there's a wide range. So to answer the first question, they just have to go to our website and fill out the volunteer form. That's step one. Mm-hmm. There's a wide range of things to do, from door guards to board game players to runners to handlers, celebrity handlers. That one seems to be coveted, the celebrity handler. It's not as fun as it may sound on the surface. Mm-hmm. At least you get to sit most of the day. That one's different. As for volunteers, they don't often get to sit. But there's all sorts of things. But a lot of them are just people management positions. So making sure that people are going where they need to go and the flow that they need to go and walking through a door that they are allowed to walk through or not, those kind of things. Or information, just pure being in the know on a particular topic. So when somebody comes up and asks you, you know how to get them the answer.
Gotcha. And what are some of the perks that come with being a volunteer?
Cool t-shirt. I will speak from my position. So I used to volunteer at events like PopCon, and it's really just to get to know other people like you in an environment where you're getting to see the behind the scenes. So everybody comes, all the volunteers become like a little friend group and they're hanging out all year long for several big chunks of volunteers. It's not for the food. It's not for the, I guess it can be a little bit glamorous because you could say, I've met that guy or I know that guy here. I love to volunteer. So I guess volunteers volunteer because they like to, we couldn't operate without them. So we're very appreciative.
Yeah, you can. I mean, part of the thing is being there, being a part of the show. Like, that's one of the things I always like. It's almost, to me, for me, a lot of times it's more fun to be a part of the show than it is to just go to the show myself. Oh. Even though it's exhausting, it can be exhausting. It can be hard work. You're on your feet a lot of things, but there's little things that can happen that, you know, getting an autograph won't replace or whatever. Like, I had one year at the PopCon, this is one of my favorite PopCon stories of all time, is I was walking back into the showroom and there was someone out of the corner of my eye, there was someone having an argument with another volunteer about getting back in. And like, no, you don't have your badge, sir. You can't get in. And I noticed it was Phil Lamar, who was who was not being let in, and he had to go to Twisted Tunes. Was the event. And she's like, I'm sorry, but this is not going to happen. And I went back up to her and I go, but he's Phil Lamar. And he's like, oh, he goes, yeah, I'm Phil Lamar. And she's like, I go, he can come with me or whatever. And she's like, I go, he's on my badge. This is him. He's on my badge. She's like, okay, if this man is going to vouch for you, I'll let you go this one time or whatever.
And hey, Phil, you know what? That's probably the best door guard story I have.
Yeah.
It's often the exact opposite. Just
right. Well, Phil asked me, he goes, hey, do you mind walking me all the way to Twisted Tunes? Because I don't want that happening again. And I was like, no problem, man. And I walked him to the door and he's like, cool. He's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm actually not far from my booth's not far from yours or whatever. He's like, I'm going to come say hey later. I was like, all right, that's fine. But it was hilarious. So I was like, he's on my badge. That's...
He's such a cool dude too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to complain. Someone did their job. So yeah.
Someone did their job. Phil should have had his identification or something on, or not left his handler or right. Something. There you go. There you go. So yeah, that's part of the fun volunteering. There's all sorts of like little behind the scenes stuff, and you get to kind of see how these things work and like. The magic of how one goes on. That's one of the things that you just got to be a part of it to think. So if you're interested in volunteering, as Carl said, go to popcon.us, fill it out. Don't just take what they give and you know, go from there. And there's so many. Who's the longest volunteer that you've, and how many? Like, because there's people, what, from the beginning, possibly?
There are several. So I don't want to goof it up by missing one.
Don't have to name them. You can just say how. Yeah,
there are several that have been there every year. Yeah,
there's some that have done all the Indies, Fort Wayne plus Louisville, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That list is shorter, but I also don't want to goof it up
because I'm a Fort Wayne PopCon survivor.
Les Eller for sure.
Yes,
and he's the one that coordinates all the volunteers, has since the beginning. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't want to goof it up.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Because I'm thinking of several people that surely they were on, they're on that elite list, but I don't want to goof it up by missing one.
Gotcha. Fair enough. And all good people. Like I have never, I have to say in the years I've been, I haven't been going to doing PopCons since the beginning at all, but like there's no bad people. Like or if there have,
super
they
spoiled.
Are still around. It's insane. That I just love, like, everybody's looking out for each other. It's,
yeah.
Like, it really is, like, I always say family's the word to describe PopCon, but that goes without saying. I don't know how that,
yeah.
Usually there's got to be some bad person, but.
Don't wish it on us.
No, typically, that's what I'm saying is different. If you're going to volunteer with PopCon.
We've got a lot of new volunteers this year.
There we go.
Don't goof with our karma.
Okay. We'll move on from that. So let's move to the exciting thing. Let's go with guests. Like who is like the main attraction guests at PopCon besides the Brandon Peters Show and the live podcast stage?
I know who we want the top billed guests to be, but we're going to be announcing Power Rangers, and we're going to be that haven't been announced yet, and mm-hmm. So there's it really depends on what. You get your geek on. So, but to answer the question the way I want to answer it is Elijah Wood and Andy Serkis, hands down, two biggest guests we've ever had. In fact, one of them would be just the biggest guest we've ever had. And now we've got them both. So come meet your Frodo and Gollum. And then we have Sala Baker, lesser known by name, but he is Sauron. So you can meet all three ring bearers all at the same time.
Well, I did see a lot. Like I was like, I was surprised at the excitement for him on social media when he got announced. Because I was like,
Colin?
He brought some plenty of excitement. Plus, he was in that movie, The Killer, recently too. So I'm like, he's got cool cred with that, with the Michael Fassbender and Tilda Swinton. Yeah,
very nice.
He's in that one, so.
Yeah. So that trio, and specifically the duo, doesn't really get much bigger than that. So those two true Hollywood stars are coming, and that's rare for Indianapolis at all. So don't waste the opportunity to come meet them. That's for sure.
Gotcha. You also have a list of the CW Arrowverse stars coming as well.
Yes. So now I'm going to not goof up. And including
King of Cons, John Barrowman.
Yes. Yeah. So we have John Barrowman and Colton Haynes. We have Danielle Nicolette and Kayla Compton. We have yet to announce. I won't because there's no signature yet, so I won't do it.
There's another one possibly coming.
Yeah, another big one. Main cast Arrow. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. But our list is so extensive this year. So let's give it in groupings because that's kind of how we.
It's got a neat little like yeah. If you don't so there's more than one for each.
I'm going on my list here. So we have major video game voice actors coming. Roger Clark and Rob Weedoff.
Staples of PopCon.
Yeah, well, it's we love Roger, but Rob just lives an hour south of here.
Right.
So, and he's become a friend, which is kind of cool. That's one of the perks. That's one of the perks I get. I don't during my own event. I don't actually get to talk to these people. So
yeah,
I get to talk about them leading up to the show, but my face time with them during the event is nearly non-existent. Mm. And I would say I've only even been within 5 feet of 50% of our guests over of 11 years because I have to go do something else. So it sounds all cool, and I would love to meet all the people that we bring, but I don't even get that benefit very often. We've got Ned Luke and Sean Fentino and Steven Ogg that are all from Grand Theft Auto, which people are super excited about, and I am too. We've got David Hayter, who is Solid Snake from Solid. So video game, solid cred there. We've also got other great voice talent that are also screen actors with Dante Bosco, Todd Haberkorn, Kyle Hebert, Johnny Young Bosch, who is so many things. But Dante is main character from Avatar The Last Airbender, but he's mm-hmm. also Rufio from
right.
Hook, which was insanely popular, still is. He's also Jake Long from American Dragon.
Yeah.
And so just some crazy stuff. And of course, Gohan. I mean, we've got Kyle Hebert. If you're a Dragon Ball person, you definitely want to come meet Kyle Hebert. And Johnny Young Bosch is Power Ranger. And man, I'm forgetting all of them. But I've got their character names, but I never can attribute anime characters. Their properties properly, and
I'm not the anime. That's like outside my realm.
I don't want to misspeak on the volunteers any more than I want to say the wrong thing for an anime because boy, right. I'll beat up. So, but then next property, Walking Dead. Holy mm-hmm. cow! Got Chandler Riggs and Caitlin Nacon, and Steven Ogg is also in that. And we just announced Matt Lentz, Madison Lentz, and Maxon Lentz, who are all in The Walking Dead. So we've got five people from The Walking Dead the trio. Madison Lentz is also from Bosch and Bosch Legacy. She's one of the main characters. She's the daughter of Bosch. She is a Bosch. And we may be bringing a fourth sibling for family. We also have the Breaking Bad. We have a Breaking Bad reunion, which is probably our quote unquote third biggest guest with Dean Norris coming in.
Mm-hmm.
He's right up there on the level of our two big names, and John Barrowman too for that matter. But Dean Norris, best known for Breaking Bad and Under the Dome, but he's been in a
He played a hitman in Tom Cruise's The Firm, which turned 20 last year. He was Tobin Bell, who played Jigsaw in the Saw movies, played this pair of hitmen that kind of, I don't know, it's kind of comedic that when these two guys show up because they're supposed to be intense and they just kind of look goofy nowadays. But I was like, oh, it's Dean Norris. He doesn't have any words, but
that's fun.
They're pretty fun in that movie.
He's even in Total Recall. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He's also Better Call Saul because that's part of the same universe. I'm like, oh, the movie The Hustle Not the greatest movie on the planet, but he has one of the funniest scenes in the entire movie when he's meeting Hortense. And I know this is super, super niche, but right. I just crack up at that scene so much. Dean Norris, like Rob Weedoff, is a Hoosier. He is born and raised in Indiana, I believe South Bend.
Okay.
So we've got a big Breaking Bad. So we also have, where are we on my list? Oh, we just announced RJ Mitty tonight. Mm-hmm. So we've got RJ Mitty and Raymond Cruz are also coming, two major cast members from Breaking Bad.
Walter White and Jr.
And Better Call Saul. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we should say that we have Walter White.
We got Walter White. Junior. Yeah. Walter White Jr.
We have several anime voice actors coming. So we have Danny Chambers, Barry Yandell, John Swayze, and our Bruce Elliott all coming, in addition to the aforementioned Dante Bosco, Todd Haberkorn, Kyle DeBeer, and Johnny Young Bosch. But they're, just like the others, are in so many different properties that I couldn't even begin to mention them, but they're all the major ones, like Mike Ero and Full Metal Alchemist and One Piece and all the major properties. We've got them covered this year for our anime crowd. I think that's and then Jim Cummings. Major Star Wars character and Winnie the Pooh. I mean, how do you beat the voice of Winnie the Pooh? He's been doing it for decades now.
He's a funny cat. Like one night after, I think it was it was 2021 PopCon when we came back, and like there was a night at one of the hotels where we watched a UFC fight, and Jim Cumming came down, had himself a pair of beers, sat, watched the fight. Well, that was nice. See you guys later. Good night. It's just like he just sat by himself and all right. Well, have a good night.
We've been spoiled with some amazing voice actors, and that's it's a real treat. They're some of the biggest treats of the event.
The voice actors, the anime voice actors, the video game voice actors have been like the bread and butter of like PopCon guests, where it's like, I don't know, to some people who like, I'm out of the anime scene, some people who may be older that don't know about anime, you come there and you see how popular these people are, you're like, I kind of want to learn. I have learned a lot more about anime through PopCon than
it's bigger than most genres. So mm-hmm. you can say, I learned about sci-fi at PopCon, but then when you say you learned about anime, that's like anime is above sci-fi and above fantasy, and it's like way bigger than those. So just knowing where to start is the hard problem with anime. There's just so much of it.
Well, I Chris Johnson of the Normies, who will be back at PopCon, it's telling me, like, because I you know, kind of test thing. He goes, you need to make me your anime filter. If anyone ever recommends you an anime, you tell me, I'll tell you where to go. Because like, anime people don't have a appreciation for people's time. they'll tell you to watch something and there's like 1,000 episodes and you're like, I don't have time for that.
Right.
So he's my anime filter.
I have to watch so much content to learn how to talk about most of these folks. But yes, thank you for bringing up the Normies. Mm-hmm. Local big YouTube group, reaction videos and a whole bunch of other things. Well, yeah. Love us our Normies. We've also got Uploads of Fun coming. They're a family group that is absolutely hilarious. You need to go look for them. It's family humor at its finest. We've got Gary the Barbecue Chef coming from the internet worlds, and I refer to him as a unique cooking channel.
Okay, how's that work out? Because I'm not familiar.
It's not always cooking. Okay, so you'll just have to go find if you're a fan, you're a fan, but you'll have to find out why I'm calling it a unique cooking channel. I have a feeling he's going to be a character, so that's pretty awesome. And then Freckled Zelda. So she's an incredibly talented cosplayer, but singer. She was on America's Got Talent, plays an ocarina like she's Mozart, but has a beautiful voice. And has just grown significantly in popularity because she's so sweet.
My daughter's very fond of her. Met her last year, wanted to meet her, and Freckles told her to get herself an ocarina and we'll play together. And my daughter got an ocarina, and she wants to go see Freckles Zelda again to show her the ocarina. So,
and she'll be doing, I believe we're going to set her up so that she can do a live performance again this year.
Okay.
And speaking of live performances, we've got a whole host of world-class magicians coming back. So
yes.
Last year, both in Louisville and Indy, we dipped our toes in the water of magic, illusions, not Magic the Gathering, not Harry Potter, but actual human illusions and magic, sleight of hand. But this year, we're going all in. So they've got their own room that's separate of the vendor hall, just outside the vendor hall, to where they're going to be running their own programming. You can walk in any time of the day. And then they'll have at least one major event on our main stage where it's a show for everybody. And super excited about that. And they're equally excited about it because events like ours haven't really embraced magic as a genre of pop culture, but it's huge.
It's been popular too at those. At Louisville was really popular, right?
At least two of the people that are going to be performing have been on Penn & Teller's Fool Us. So we're talking the real deal here. And the person that's organizing it all is one of the creators of Penn & Teller's gig performances in Vegas.
Okay.
So he's organizing it all. So well, someday maybe we'll get Penn & Teller, but
getting the word out first.
Yeah, the ones that are coming are just as good.
Right.
Not as famous, but in their world they are. They're all their own household names for sure. But if you like illusion and being fooled, man, I was shown a card trick. It's not even really a card trick. I don't even know what to call it. It was with a deck of cards, but that's not what the trick was. It blew my mind. I watched Penn & Teller's Fool Us almost religiously, and you learn over time what to look for and how to break the act, because that's kind of what they're teaching the audience to do. Nothing. I mean, I even told him, like, he showed me something and put it back in the pack, put it down, and then he fanned out the cards, and I said, "I'm already fooled, aren't I?" And he said, "Yep." So the rest of the illusion was also fantastic. Didn't see a damn thing.
Yeah.
But I knew that wasn't what the that's what before. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Oh, that's good.
So he's just so good. That's just he's just so good. What else do we got? We have our drag show coming back. Mm-hmm. So,
that's one of the best things to check out for sure.
It's just really family friendly, and it's been at least tied for our most attended events now are the drag shows. Mm-hmm. They're incredibly popular, and anybody that just loves to be entertained can just come in and have a seat and just feel the smiles.
Well, if you're having a down day or you need a pick me up, go to the drag show. You will leave like on fire for the rest of the night.
There's just so much positive energy at those kinds of events. It's palpable. I don't know how to describe it if you haven't participated in. There's a lot of societal issues with that whole topic, but it's only because they haven't participated.
They haven't been.
They couldn't possibly. Even if it's not your thing, don't poo-poo it for others. It's like I said, at least the one at PopCon is super family friendly, and just so happy. The whole atmosphere is just joy. I don't know how else.
Yeah, so. if it's not your thing, like, that's one thing to go and not be your thing, but to go and like see how the audience is reacting and how it makes people feel and how like energetic it gets and inspirational, like, you'd be like, okay, I get this is not my thing, but man, it does something good for people. Like, how you cannot walk away at least with that blows my mind.
Yep. But then we've got your live podcast stage. We've got the podcast awards. We've got the International Film Festival. We've
Film
got our
Festival,
laser
yeah.
tag coming back. We've got two different esports groups. Some of them are going to be, we're going to retain our casual esports, can play anything pretty much you pay one price and you can play for the day or the weekend. I don't want to say it wrong, but very low cost in addition, and you can compete against people on little mini tournaments. But we're bringing in competitive esports in a room right adjacent. So we're hoping to bring that was one of our PopCon's bread and butters early on was quote unquote competitive esports.
Yeah,
all esports by definition are competitive, but people that do it for more than just fun,
right?
It's really exciting to have that atmosphere kind of come back.
Gotcha.
I think PopCon still holds the largest esports venue ever in the state of Indiana for sure.
Oh wow!
Still hold that record. It was huge, and it was very expensive. It's a lot of fun. So, what else?
We have the darts.
Yes,
championship darts.
We've got professional darts coming. We have real virtual reality coming, and it's not unlikely because there's an event called Level Up Expo that's happening out in Vegas at the exact same time.
Mm.
People in VR are going to be able to compete with the same group that is also playing VR Vegas, and they're going to be able to compete against Level Up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, more stay tuned for more on that. So that's cool. And but then we still got our dozens of fan panels and all our celebrity panels. Mm-hmm. There's just so much going on, and I'm sure I'm missing stuff. Huge vendor hall, but not so constrained that you won't be able to see it all. So it's there's just so much going on. It's gonna be so much. I'm exhausted just talking about it.
No, there's a lot to do, and it's like it's a great like you will be like, man, I had a great day. There's some from the time you get there, like whether if you're in there there's just stuff to do. Grant, all the conventions have panels, they have stuff to do, but like a lot of them you go and it's just people sadly moping around in lines waiting for autographs, waiting for that picture, waiting for that panel. But this is like when you see a PopCon is people in the halls having like cosplay like in character creating scenes for each other.
Talked about that.
You just have this vibe of people all around, and then they like get excited for things. You have like the laser tag, you have the magic show, you have something going on at all times that it's hard to hit everything. That's kind of sucks. But
and then last year we tipped our toes almost too much into after parties.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, I think we're reining it in, but I think it's actually going to be better. But we're going to have a dueling DJ silent disco. So you're going to check out some wireless headphones. You'll get to choose which DJ you're listening to, and the group will vote eventually on who's the better DJ.
Oh,
and one will lose, and another one will come in and try and beat the reigning champion. So
it'll
be King of the Mountain DJ, and it's going to be really
cool. Do we have all our DJs lined up for it?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a different group that coordinates all that. Do I know their names or handles? No.
Nope. Okay.
But yes, I could name a couple of them, but I don't also want to say them wrong. So
gotcha.
As DJs do, they don't want it to be pronounceable.
DJ 35X910 apostrophe exclamation point hashtag.
Not everybody's Marshmallow.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, that's
Chemical Brothers. That's easy.
Yeah, I remember the Chemical
Brothers. But neither of those.
Crystal Method. I remember those. and it's a very walkable layout out there with the concourse for the vendor hall and stuff like that. And things are usually thoughtfully placed. So, you know, like there's a kind of a theme, and you kind of have different things, different areas where you go. Last year they had that big Avatar The Last Airbender thing to take a picture with. That's where it was from, right?
Because we have Prince Zuko coming. It'll likely have Appa back, yes. That made me think we have an entire convention hall that is dedicated to tabletop gaming as well.
Yep.
So we've got 40,000 square feet of just tabletop gaming.
Does that run all night too, or late?
A little later. We learned our first year that we're not a 24-hour event.
Yeah.
There is no lack of tabletop gaming going on. So it's as long as you're there, you don't have to stop your game. That's for sure. But people have to go back and sleep. Our volunteers have to sleep at some point.
Sometimes.
We had 24-hour esports our very first year too, and that was insane. So we had an even bigger room. So you learn lessons year over year on what people want to do and when they want to do it. And it's about, an escape room. We have escape room coming back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm still going to come up with things, but there's just, you can't walk 5 feet without something new to see.
No, and it's different stuff than what you're going to see at other places. Like you're talking the magic show. I was like, why do we do a magic show? And then I'm like, oh yeah, this makes sense. This is cool to have. It's entertainment. It's
We can't avoid the celebrity lines that you're talking about.
Right.
But we do like to make sure we ourselves don't like lines. So we're very good at cueing people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's smooth and you're entertained probably. Mm-hmm. And you're in line and things are happening still. And you're not just standing there twiddling your thumbs next to 100 strangers.
I'll tell you, we're very good at that because I went to the All-Star Weekend. I went to the NBA Experience or whatever that they had down there, which was really cool looking, had cool ideas, but the way it was run kind of hampered it. Like, in my opinion...
I will not speak ill, but...
That's where I would have improved.
The queuing of humans was very...
Yes.
...haphazard.
Yeah. Awareness of times and schedules was bad as well. But I'm just saying from my experience, that's one thing.
But once you got in, they had some cool stuff. I'm not going to lie.
Once you got in, I had stuff.
Digital basketball courts are, I want those everywhere now.
Right. I would have liked Damian Lillard to not have shown up like a half hour late and then stayed for 20 minutes and then left right before my kids wanted a picture with him. Was gone. Oh,
the Pacers didn't pull it out.
No, they did not. They did not.
We were talking about that.
Yeah. I mean, the Cavs aren't a sub 500 team, but their starting five was one of one tonight. But so we've gone over a lot of this, like, well, these are what we have. But like, say you're someone who's never been to one of these before. Like, what can you say to get them, like, just to come in the door and check it out? Like, you've said all these things, but what does it mean to, like, hey, you've never been to one of these, or I might be into one thing here. What, like?
We are the state fair of geekdom. We are the annual boat sport and travel show for nerds. Where once you come to an event like ours, specifically ours, we'll spoil you for all other events like ours. But you just have to get over the hurdle to just come.
Right.
That's the hard. You don't have to be a geek of all the things. You don't have to come in cosplay. Most people don't. That is something that is very visible and you will see a lot of it, but it's by far the smallest cross section. It's just more visible. Mm-hmm. They stick out. And there's a lot of great cosplay.
And it's cool to just look at them, and they have a cosplay contest too, where you're just like, wow.
Yeah. And kids too on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Cosplay contest. And And I'm trying to figure out how to do this, but we're almost exactly 6 months either direction from Halloween, so I might call it Halloween in April.
There you go. Yeah,
get a city event
halfway to Halloween.
Yeah, so you just have to make the trip down, and it's going to be worth it. Even if you walk in and you find that it's not overall your thing. There is no way that you're not going to find something that you enjoyed doing during your trip to PopCon.
Yeah.
But more than likely, you will be hooked and want to come back year after year because it's just so much, so much fun. It's indoor state fair of the mind and geekdom. It's just so much fun. And I don't know. Yeah, it's...
There's stuff you might not even know you like yet. You will find
So we've got all levels of pop culture. I mean, you've heard it as we're talking here. Mm-hmm. So whether it's horror or sci-fi or anime or fantasy, we've got it all in some at some level. If you like plushies, you've got them. If you like pops, they're there. If you like art,
I know the plushies are very popular. Very popular. Yeah. It's funny because last year, the podcast stage, I had a cancellation on Saturday morning, and I charge myself with being, I need to find filler to, fill this hour, do something. So I just, something that I personally wouldn't have to do a lot of research for, but I could put on a show for was I did a 60 years of Doctor Who, because it was Doctor Who was turning 60. Let's do a live show of it. Hopefully people show up. If not, I'll have fun talking Doctor Who and have a recording of it. People showed up. It was crazy. And this one woman showed up, and I was like, oh, a lot of people, sometimes the podcast stage will be there just to sit and have a rest because I have chairs. And this woman sat down. I was like, we're about to do a recording. She's like, oh, I know. I'm like, oh, she's like the Doctor Who. I'm like, yeah. She goes, yeah, I told my daughter. I was like, well, there's nothing for me to do here. And then I was on the internet, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll go. I know this. So kudos to you, mom, who came and
One of my favorite anecdotes, and this kind of leads back to first timers, so newbies to conventions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our crowd in the past, and it is skewing much more broad lately, but because of the celebrities that we're bringing in. But we started off with a very young crowd, with the YouTube crowd, the anime crowd, voice actors, video games. As we've grown over 11 years, so have they, and so has our audience grown in age and maturity, which is fantastic, because now they're bringing their kids.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
it is. But some of my favorite conversations that I have are when there's a big panel going on and the people are really into it, but then there are a couple of people in the back that are clearly parents that have been drug out to this thing. And I will go up and I will talk to them during this, because they're enjoying watching their family member have fun, at this. But then I was like, they're just standing on the back wall, so they haven't even down, so they stick out. And I just strike up a conversation, and more often than not, they don't realize that they can go sit in a movie at the film festival, or they can listen to a live podcast, or I find out that they're a fan of XYZ, and they didn't realize that that is actually being represented there right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they hadn't found it yet. There's a couple of parents that now I see them every year. Like, whether their kid or their family member is there at all anymore, the parent keeps coming back, and that is so much fun to watch.
That's so good. Yeah. Just watching it grow with prop guy. Cause it's been a very youthful con, when you see it. And then the people, I've seen some of the people like that were like younger teen kids when I was starting to go. And now I've noticed them. It's a lot of cosplayers, because there's some very good cosplayers, and you'll recognize, cause some will do the same costume, or you'll see a costume evolve into a better version of it. And such, and there's just, little people that came. There was a guy who came to my show again because he had a fun time the last year. I was like, oh crap. He's like, I came to this last year. I was like, oh cool. A lot of people that like making it tradition, because they like being there, they like the people there, and then there's the other stuff. That's like the best thing you could possibly have. Like, we just want to be, you said PopGun, sold, that's the best thing.
Yeah,
to have. So I'm very excited that it's in a month here, and you can still get tickets and sign up for things and
absolutely
get ahead of things already. Like, I can't wait. It's like you get in that mode, like, oh, it's coming, it's a lot, and then you get pumped, and then you're in the thick of it, and you're like, that was the best weekend in the world. Every time.
And you can get pre-sale tickets. You can walk up. We've got a large footprint, so we can fit a lot of people, and you still won't feel cramped.
No.
Yep.
Not at all. So that's indie, but looking ahead, there's another PopCon. So if you can't make this one and you're close by, there's one close by Louisville. What do we have? Little teasers looking up to Louisville? Because I know on the PopCon Discord, there's people like thirsty for Louisville news. Do we have any?
Yeah. We've got a couple of celebs that are signed that we're still getting their art approved. So that's what's been slowing us down for that one. We don't willy-nilly put, we never announce a celebrity without a signature on paper. And we never put out the graphics with an announcement until the agents have given their blessing, especially with voice actors, because there's so many different voices. If Jim Cummings happened to do one Winnie the Pooh, but 5 years ago he couldn't do a particular job in this picture, so for completely
right.
different.
No, it makes sense.
We have to make sure that we've got the right people. I don't think that was a bad example, because I'm pretty sure Jim Cummings is all the Winnie the Pooh for the last 30 years. But we just have to make sure that we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's before we announce things. But we're already working on one big guest for Louisville. And then that will probably be one of our group themes this year. We have moved from the Fairgrounds Exhibition Center to the Downtown Convention Center. Mm-hmm. One thing that everybody that came last year to Louisville had a fantastic time. But one thing that we felt was missing is at the fairgrounds, people are trained to go, walk around, get your autographs, get your photos, and then leave. And then they never come back. And that's not really the PopCon vibe. Once you're in our bubble for the weekend or that day, you really want to bounce around and go eat, have lunch, come back, go to dinner, play a board game. You want to be in that world for the entire day. And we know that the Downtown Convention Center in Louisville is going to help facilitate that again, because you can walk to restaurants, you can walk to your hotel, you can parking everywhere. So it's going to be much more conducive to the same kind of environment that we fostered here in Indianapolis, and truly mimic that again in Louisville. We're doing it in a bigger way at the convention center.
Absolutely. I like the move. I was like, yes, that's good.
And it's a beautiful building too.
Yeah. Downtown Louisville's got a lot of cool stuff to do too.
We're going to be a block from 4th Street Live, and it's in August. So surely there will be something going on 4th Street Live. Our set Friday, Saturday nights for sure.
There we go. Yeah. So that's very exciting.
We're going to be doing Silent Disco again, too. So.
Oh, there you go.
You look out the window at all the fools on the street, and we're up here rocking.
Pretend that they're listening to what you're listening to. Like, yes, yes. So PopCon Louisville, PopCon Indy. Yeah. I can't highly recommend it any more than I ever have. And a lot of PopCon, what it brings in isn't like geared to me either, and I still have fun
for
with
me.
That stuff. Yeah,
yep.
It's so well-rounded and has such areas that I'm like become curious of, because I knew nothing of it, and there are things I know of just from PopCon because of people who cosplay as things I don't know from PopCon. So when I see the real thing, I'm like, oh, that's like at PopCon.
Yeah,
I noticed that. So that's a popular cosplay. So that came from that. So very very excited stuff. So Carl, thank you for taking time to come by and
appreciate it.
Yap about the PopCon. So before we go, one more time, tell people the links and stuff and where they can find out and sign up and get tickets.
So PopConIndy.com for April 26th to the 28th and PopConLouisville.com for August 23rd to the 25th. And just go check out the websites. We have beautiful new websites, so it's really easy to navigate and get a lot of good information.
Gotcha. Awesome.
And the ticket link, of course.
Gotcha. And hope to see you there. And say hi to Carl if you see him in the hallway, if you can catch him.
Oh, you'll catch me. I'm around.
All right. And I'm on the socials and Letterboxd at Brandon4KUHD. And of course, I'll be at PopCon too. I'll see you at the stage or come to the podcast awards or sign up for those. I need more people signing up for those. So become an award-winning podcast. Do it.
That's right.
It's worth it.
You'd think podcasters want a little bit of recognition. Only 3 million of them or so.
Get some cred. It'd be cool. And you do not have to be there to win the award.
Yep.
All right. But I'll make your presence felt if you win and you're not there. So, all righty. But thank you. And as always, stay film positive.
Thank you for listening. The Brandon Peters Show is a Creative Zombie Studios production. Produced by Brad Shoemaker and Brandon Peters. Written and edited by Brandon Peters. Announcer vocals by Jessica Alsman. Theme song by Metavari. Web design and show art by Brad Shoemaker with Brandon Peters. All music and clips featured in the episode are property of their respective studios, and no infringement is intended. Additional information on this and other episodes at BrandonPetersShow.com. For any inquiries, press opportunities, or sponsorship, contact mail@brandonpetershow.com. The show is available on Apple Music, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are found.